Talk Radio.
This is Where is Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. Yes, we're going to open up the energies with our motherfucking ancestors to the left, to the right, to the female, to the masculine, to the mothers, to the grandfathers, to the fathers, to the unknown, to the spirits, to our ancestors who came here and fought and stand before us. I also call on Sandy's motherfucking ancestors in positiveness and growth, spirit, strength, power, and willingness. So I'm going to tag in Sandy, because you know this show is talking about the ritual of chaotic litigation, from sea murder to politicians to the what's motherfucking up. Sandy?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
What's going
okay.
on?
Let's start it off. Dude, this is going to be a good one.
Hey, so you and I were talking, and we were talking about the various cases that are out here that are suspect and suspicious, from C murder. I was talking to you about Bobby's murder, all the Tekashi 9. We were talking about politicians. We were talking about our lawsuit. We were talking about the various lawsuits, people losing. Remember the client that I had, and I remember he was upset with me because he lost in court, but then let alone there was masonry popping off. So I want to hear your beginning thoughts.
My beginning thoughts is everything is surrounded on corruption. And just the dealing with the cases and watch and even, you know, listening to other people's, even finding out about chaos litigation, which, you know, made me reflect on, is that what's going on? And I think what really bothers me is, you know, the fact that we kind of stumbled upon that phrase, chaos litigation. And it's like you can do all the spell work in the world to try to get an upper hand, but you have to really understand who that spell work is targeted for and what they are into and what the basis of it. Because sometimes you wonder, like, well, goddamn, why didn't that work? Why didn't this work? And you know for yourself with, you know, you filing the many lawsuits that you have and doing work on those lawsuits, even me, you know, watching you do this stuff. And you're like, why did things go this way? Why did things go that way? But not knowing all along that there's this thing called chaos litigation and it not clicking. Even though we are occultists and spiritualists, it's like even we learn, you know, new things. And you're really not understanding the depth of what principalities are up to and what they're into. And you really have to know how to battle. So we came across chaos litigation by default because of what we're dealing with. So I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that and just, you know, looking at all the twists and turns of cases I'm involved in, cases you're involved in, cases that you have been involved in. And it's just like, well, this is what's going on and this is what people need to know about so they will know how to combat and how to fight, because you are fighting not only, you know, entities, you're fighting entities that are also occultists. And not only that, they're corrupt. Across the board. So that's where, you know, that's where my thoughts are right now. And I just want people to know the what's up so they'll know how to fight, and they'll know what to, they'll look at people differently. And, you know, I'm going to have to try to control my emotions because it makes me angry, you know, mm-hmm. just thinking about this shit.
But maybe not to cut you off, maybe you have to get angry. Because to piggyback, and we're just going to start it off like this, to piggyback on what Sandy is talking about, again, we learned about chaotic litigation through our attorney who threw it out at us, okay? And mm-hmm. I just kind of want to loop back to some cases that I've had where I'm going to say, even as me being an occultist, and remember, there was a case with Danielle. I don't care, I say names, Danielle. And it was a child support case. And I did all of this work, right? Everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
they went and continued her case. But the person who she was basically trying to collect child support from was an individual, which was a married man. However, he was a Mason. Okay? So if he mm-hmm. was a Mason, he was in it like Flynn, and he kept pushing back the case. And then they lied. And then said that he didn't receive the documentation, but he answered her. You see what I mean? Or the client that I'm talking about, the brother, we were working together on the case, and I was saying, hey, tell me this, tell me that. And he was explaining to me some of the shit that was going on and how they were favoring the defendant. And then he was noticing rings. He was noticing how their attorney was walking up to the judge. And then they turned the case around on him and then got him caught up.
Yeah.
That's chaotic litigation.
Yeah.
And then remember, entertainers who are caught up in chaotic litigation, Bobby Smurda, the RICO law, he got caught up in that. That's considered chaotic because that was principalities who took him off the block and then have him in jail under a ritual time frame. Okay?
Yeah.
Takashi 9, the snitch nigga. Okay? Bill Cosby got caught up under chaotic litigation. Got caught up under the litigation because motherfuckers start telling on each other. We don't know if he's alive or dead. Let's just put it that way. Okay?
Right.
Entertainers are moving out of Hollywood because they don't want to get caught up in pedophilia. But to pacify it, you have Scott Wiener, state senator, and used to be supervisor of San Francisco, passing laws of pedophilia. So entertainers don't go to jail.
Yeah.
Let's peep in for a moment. Okay.
And he passed it under people's noses.
That's right. And right now is waiting on Gavin Newsom's desk, who people are alleging is gay himself. In addition to the people who are accusing him on the low of messing with teenage boys. Let's keep it real, keep it right. Let's look at the trial.
Like Willie?
Well, according to Julie Kendall, working at the city attorney's office in the appraiser's office under Carmen Chu, she's been spreading that rumor about Willie Brown and telling people about Willie Brown messing with young men that are questionable. I'm just speaking real, speaking right. You know, niggas be like, she's talking business. No, I'm talking real. Because if we want to talk about politicians messing with children, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, okay? Chelsea Clinton. Let's talk. But they fall under that chaotic litigation because they're principalities. They are politicians. So they don't they are very protected. Okay? Let's talk real and talk right. We were talking about the murder, okay? And remember I was saying, hey, what you think about that case with the murder? Because it's a little odd. And when one starts to understand the case, you got to look at the numbers. First of all, he's been down, since 2002 or 2003. I guess the shooting happened around January 12th of 2002, so you better look at the number system. The child that walked into the club was 16, which was, I believe his name was Stephen Thomas. And first of all, why would a 16-year-old be in a club and you're supposed to enter at 21? They gave they said he was civilly, a liability, or I guess they're making him civilly responsible, which is questionable. Uh-huh. Gave him life on second degree. Again, the witnesses were they were questionable. They were lying, because then in 2018, that's when they say, hey, I lied. But for one thing, from what I heard, and the truth is, was that was all a setup, and that C murder did not kill the man. It was somebody else, and them two witnesses were paid to sit up and lie, and he was used as a sacrificial lamb. However, that 16-year-old was also used as a sacrificial lamb. However, as you said, that Louisiana, let alone New Orleans, their judicial system is corrupt. Can you speak on that?
I told you, I went to Louisiana. I went to New Orleans years ago. Before Hurricane Katrina. And I hadn't been there since I was a kid because, you know, I have family there. Not in New Orleans, but, you know, in Louisiana. So when I went back there, I don't think I was married at the time, but we went back there and I hated it. And I seen the corruption when I was there, especially with the police department, because we had gotten into a situation with our rent a car and stuff, and just dealing with them and talking to people there, they told me how corrupt the judicial system is. And even my own experience in dealing with them, it was unnecessary. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience. It was so bad that I never ever want to step foot in Louisiana ever again in life. Because of the fact that it is, I don't know, it's a horrible place. And I don't give a crap about who's offended by that because, you know, I got family there too. But talking to people, they told me all the same thing, that is corrupt. And it is. I mean, look at how long that man's been in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They have no intentions of letting him out. And the politicians and the law enforcement are extremely corrupt, much like there's corruption in Chicago. And Chicago has been corrupt for years. So it's like, I'm cool on Louisiana.
And New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland and Texas.
I don't even know who's the worst, but I know Louisiana is a pretty fucked up place if you get caught up. And unfortunately, San Francisco is starting to fall along the lines with corruption, and you know, they're going down the same path as Chicago and New Orleans and every other major city that has corrupt politicians. London Breed is corrupt. Mm-hmm. a San Francisco assessor recorder, Carmen Chu is corrupt and racist. Attorney Dennis Herrera is corrupt. I mean, it goes on and on. That's why you need to know how to battle when you get caught up with them. And the fact that C. Murder has been in jail for 20-something years and has really no possibility of getting out is like, how do you fight that? You know what I mean? And that trickles down everywhere in fighting, you know, in the legal system.
Well, that's the thing that's very interesting what you're talking about, because – like you said, it's like they have no intention of ever letting C. Murder out. So we have entertainers saying, hey, let him out. This man just said that it's an untruth. But then the funny thing is that you have the parents or the family of Mr. Thomas, who was murdered, saying, no, keep him in there. No, you're saying keep him in there because your ass been paid off. And you got the point.
Exactly.
And that is a whole other thing of chaotic litigation when you kill off a family member and then you get paid. You know, it's kind of on that energy of Jacob Blake and niggas out there in Wisconsin doing the fucking electric slide and shit and dancing, but allegedly he over here paralyzed. That is chaotic litigation. Because it's going to happen at the end of the day that police officer is going to get off, but this man is paralyzed, allegedly. But niggas are out in the street dancing, but you not even understanding that you're up there helping with the fucking ritual of the chaotic litigation. Because chaotic litigation is a fucking ritual. And fucking principalities and whosoever be part of this shit, and they come in and intervene. What we're saying is that you could do magic until you fucking blew in the fucking face. But the bottom line is that you have to sit back and watch and look at the contenders, okay, and where it's coming from. Because, Sandy, you get a good point. You brought up the city attorney's office. And in various states, city attorney offices are crooked as two left poles. And they do chaotic magic. And they create evidence against individuals.
I've seen
it in New York. I've seen it in Los Angeles. I've seen it in Philadelphia. They create. They even, wait a minute, and you and I would have like a disagreement even with O.J. Simpson, because I'm like, hey, I see this and you saw what you see. But then let alone they can conjure up and create evidence. Okay?
Yes.
Let's talk about, like, everybody wanted me to talk about the woman, which her name is Ann Kahaji. City Cruelest Landlord has last of her known San Francisco properties. Ann Kahaji is the woman who has a Victorian in San Francisco Mission, which is money. And they turned around and then conjured up all this fake-ass evidence against her. Mr. Herrera and the city attorney's office and then said, falsified information about her, saying she was a cruel manager, she did a owner, she did this, she did that. She didn't do nothing but what white people do every single day, okay? But she's got her whole house, her whole Victorian taken away from her, given to a tenant. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where she went back and overturned that. But right there, the city attorney's office would sit up and conjure up shit on you. That is considered a chaotic magic shit. That even ties into our fucking case. Go ahead.
Let's mention this, because this is really important. How you said that the city attorney, Dennis Herrera, fabricated, made up some evidence, right? But let's make sure it's well known. He wasn't even involved in the case. He abused his authority and his power by putting himself in that case. And that's what needs to be known. He had no business getting involved in that case. But because he's the city attorney, he chose to abuse his power and get involved in that case. And that is what is done throughout the city in pretty much in every aspect, because we know that for ourselves. The politicians abusing their power and getting involved where they're not supposed to get involved, including Superior Court, because Superior Court is just as corrupt. Superior Court of California, San Francisco is just as corrupt and need to be investigated by the FBI because of the simple fact that the judge gave the woman that woman's building. On what grounds?
They did. They did. They
so
don't,
I
mean, the judge, there you go. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there you fucking go. They went and gave that woman's fucking property to this fucking tenant, okay? And that is chaotic. That is chaotic litigation. The city attorney conjured up lies and stories on this woman, let alone black woman of wealth, then sat up and took her shit from her, gave it to this woman. That's the kind of shit that goes on across the board in various cities of crookedness. Okay? That's the what's up. Let's talk about the crookedness with fucking COVID. Somebody went and floored me. I'm going to say the last name, McGee. Do hear me. Some shit going down in Florida with tyranny, overstepping of powers of COVID, of shutting people down. And she served all them motherfuckers on the supervisor board. And she started breaking that shit down, saying, basically, they're overstepping your authority in the American people, and you're stepping on their constitutional rights. That is chaotic litigation, because what you're fucking doing to us is going to these courts and lobbying underneath our nose and using their Masonic energies and then sitting up, pushing their powers and overstepping. And when we come in and we may do spell work, we may do all this, but you got the fleshly energy using practical fucking magic and using
yes.
all of this carnal energy. I mean, I
yes.
showed you the video, and you were like, "Oh my gosh!" And we're running around here not knowing we got fucking rights. But what's happening? Fucking people out here using litigation and spell work against us, and then let alone getting off. Like, look, Nancy Pelosi, she needs to go to jail for getting her fucking hair done, shutting down all the fucking beauty shops, and she got caught the fuck up. Did she not?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Shit. Little Kim got caught up that way under bullshit. Mike Tyson got caught up on bullshit.
Yeah.
Tupac got
yeah.
caught up under bullshit. Shit. Charles
yeah.
Manson got caught up under bullshit because he really didn't do shit. And Bundy, the serial killer, he didn't do shit. He didn't do shit the way they said he did shit, because there was another motherfucker who was doing the murders, and they set him up for the first televised court case. Which tied into O.J. Simpson case. I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute, Senator, because I see a caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good?
What's up? This is Wayward.
Hi. So I just wanted to kind of piggyback on what you said about Nancy Pelosi. So what I'm saying is that. I'm from Las Vegas, and our governor, Sisolak, just got caught, you know, being in a restaurant where he was attending without a face mask, and it was music. So here, I don't know how everything else is in every other state, but in Las Vegas, you can't have live music. It's actually banned. So I've noticed that a lot of these senators, they don't listen to their own rules.
Of course
that's
not.
Absolutely
yeah.
true.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's like if you're gonna,
mm-hmm.
yeah, if you're gonna enforce something, it's like follow your own rules.
You know, I'm gonna piggyback on what you're saying, because recently in San Francisco, and I believe in Golden Gate Park, there were some music performers performing, and the police came and shut them down. And now there's a petition. And the performers are saying, hold on, you shut us down. We're not making any money. Okay?
Yeah.
And now you're shutting us down, saying we can't perform, we can't do nothing. And then basically you're censoring us. You're pulling a form of tyranny. You're taking our rights away. And I believe there is a petition to turn over all of that mess. So you're absolutely you're absolutely correct. Yes, there is a petition going forth.
Yeah,
because
I just kind of wanted to piggyback off.
Out of work.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just crazy, though. I mean, all these senators are just doing the opposite of what they're telling everybody else to do, and it's just so annoying.
And that's why people shouldn't be listening to them.
Yep.
Because they are hypocrites, and they abuse their authority and their power. So it's like, why are people listening to them? It's your livelihood. They are still making their full salaries. They are still living their life.
Yeah,
they are going to get their, exactly. They're going to get their hair done. They're going to get haircuts. They're going to get their nails done. They're going. They're living their life. Meanwhile, the rest of us, most people aren't making, you know, that much money. Those that are open, they aren't making that much money. And I don't know what's going on, you know, in every state, but in San Francisco, it's completely, what's going on in San Francisco is completely ridiculous. They actually want people to do hair outside. How the hell are you going to do hair outside?
Nobody wants to be out in this heat.
We actually seen people getting their nails done up in Contra Costa outside. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
So it's like, wow,
people should not be listening to them. Stop listening and just live your life to the best of your ability. I don't know why people still. I would open up my business. Fuck them. They abuse
but
their
thank power you, caller.
Daily.
Thank you, caller.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You know, it's funny you said that because remember. Miss London Breed was up in the fucking gym and got caught.
That's right.
Did she not?
She sure did. Someone said she was using the gym, the police gym. And they,
did she
you know,
not?
Well, no. Yeah, well, yes, she is. And don't forget, she didn't have an issue with what Pelosi was doing. But
of
in the meantime.
Not.
The meantime, you are stopping people's lives for no fucking reason other than you can and interfering any way that you can. And it's like enough is a fucking enough and go about
what's
their lives.
What's also very interesting is this. People are not understanding that. And this is where I'm going to talk. You're working in your first dimension of energies right now. And we're letting politicians and principalities dictate our lives. And it's that whole energy of what I'm saying that they'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you how to do it. They tell you how to live. When you're trying to fight for your rights and go under litigation, that's problematic. They'll interfere in your life. Let me give you a good example of this, okay? I have two motherfuckers. I work. And if I see some bullshit, I'm suing your ass, okay?
That's what you're
supposed to do. Because you're out of line, you're out of pocket, and you're racist as fuck. So I go and I sue. But principalities, politicians, and motherfuckers think it's okay for us to walk over you. Now, let me say this.
Yep.
I start working for the city and county of San Francisco. You've been there for how long before me? About 20-something years, right? And I'm just talking this for a moment because I want you guys to get a feel of what's going on and how you guys really don't peep game and how all motherfuckers will sit up against you and set shit up. So we're working for principalities, okay? And all along, and this is public information, you niggas can't pull it up because motherfuckers pulled it up and put it in that motherfucking bow card comment and then told that nigga to do work on our shit.
Right,
okay?
On YouTube.
So motherfuckers already pulled it up and know the fucking what's up, because there was the link right up in his motherfucking shit. Wasn't that in 2019? Yes, it motherfucking was. So yes, it's motherfucking public, and there is nothing secret about it. So let me proceed. Sandy's mm-hmm. been there for 20-something years, way before me. I started working there in 2015. And I was seeing shit then. I was motherfuckers was saying something about my hair looking like cotton, just all type of shit. Not getting promotions, being treated unfairly. Sandy was called a what? A monkey? What were you called?
Yeah, I was called a ape by a white man.
Oh,
and I was also called a hose by people, which is, you know, really ironic considering that, you know, London gave pussy for a car and Carmen sucked Gavin's dick to get on the board of supervisors, according to one of the appraisers. But the fact that I was called a hose was unjust. Oh, that's right. That
okay.
is correct.
So, we have all this racism going on in that fucking office. And the San Francisco Human Resources know of this, including the EEOC. They all know of this racism.
Then oh, don't forget the union. Don't forget the union.
Oh, SEIU. Let's talk about
yeah,
the
don't leave them
union,
out.
Who's part of chaotic litigation and got whack-ass
yes.
attorneys and will set your ass up to get fucking fired. Let's not forget
yes.
about that shit. Let's not forget
this
about your fucking union. I was in such a union at first. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. I used to be a secretary at the fucking of a fucking union at fucking UC motherfucking Berkeley and fucking California. Yay. And let me tell you something. I know they shady as fuck. And SEIU will get you caught the fuck up, and these unions don't do shit. From Kaiser Hospital to UCLA. So all these motherfucking unions, they don't give a fuck and they don't support you.
Nope.
Shit. And let alone, and they will set you up to get fucked
yes,
up.
That's, yeah, and that's what they did to us.
Oh, no. It gets better, Sandy. Remember, the union rep was trying to have you and I turn against each other, right?
Right.
He told me, well, do you think Sandy did yada, yada, yada? What you think? She didn't do shit, motherfucker. What did they tell you?
He told me in so many words to admit. I'm like, what the fuck would I admit to any fucking thing? I didn't do any fucking thing. But all along, every complaint that I had, he would go and tell them, and then there would be adverse, you know, shit happen to me after he would tell. But the simple fact that he pitted us against each other and was asking you all those fucking questions showed that Dennis, he was crooked as fuck. Him and the, I think the head guy is David or whatever of SEIU 1021. But I had told you a long time. I told you a long time ago that the union is one of the biggest lobbyists up in Sacramento. And when Phil King was a chauffeur, they knew everything that he did because he's racist as fuck, and they still endorsed him, much like they endorsed racist ass Carmen Chu, whose deputy is a fucking Klansman, Douglas Legg, who came from DPW, who was under Mohammed, who was fucking Mayor London Breed. See all the connections?
Oh, no. It gets motherfucking better. So all that shit, I'm just showing y'all a principality. That's why I wanted to show you guys the fucking unions ain't shit. Because they part of that chaotic litigation, which is a form of principality magic. And motherfuckers be up there against you and throwing you under the fucking bus. And you paying your $100, your $30, your $35, your $250 a fucking month. And these motherfuckers up here backstabbing you like a motherfucker and throwing you under the fucking bus and be up there with these motherfuckers next to you. You know, you're like, well, what's going on? How come I don't ritual and putting you under fucking ritual and then let alone be playing you like a motherfucker. But let me proceed.
Yep.
So all that other racist shit was going on, and I told her, I said, fuck that shit. Let's get an attorney. And the first thing we did, we went to the EEOC. What happened at the EEOC? What happened when I had to get with the person that was taking your case and he was trying to throw you under the fucking bus? What happened? And he and the motherfucker didn't want to take down the report at the EEOC. He was up there side busting for the assessor's office because the simple fact that the assessor's office had so many fucking complaints, and he did not submit the proper documentation to the attorney. What happened, Sandy? Because remember, you got mad at me for filing.
I did, but not having an understanding of connections again, and politicians being able to abuse their power because there was a connection there, and he did not do his job. He refused to do his job, and in him not doing his job, shit wasn't done correctly, which caused a domino effect with Daniel, that clown lawyer that we
Daniel
had got.
Motherfucking Bacon. Right there on Van Ness, who was supposed to be representing us, and he got paid off by the city and county of San Francisco to box our case. Proceed.
Yep. He had the audacity.
I'm just showing you litigation. I'm showing you chaos.
He tried to flip it on us and say, when he wanted a description of what happened, he tried to flip it and blame us, basically in order to get rid of us. He needed a reason to get rid of us. And he used a fucked up ass, he lied. Basically, he lied because he was paid off. So he had to get rid of us. But he did it in a fucked up way because if I'm giving an account of what happened, and then you're going to tell me that I left something out, what the fuck are you talking about? We were all in the same room when we discussed it. Then when you wanted me to write it down, I wrote down the exact same shit. So what the fuck are you talking about? But
he
needed a reason.
These motherfuckers get paid off. Fuck you up. Then you wonder why shit is happening. Okay.
A beast of power.
So guess what? But guess this shit out. Some shit went down. And this is all documented. This is all in the claim. Some shit went down at the city and county over some what? Some fucking dirt? And the next thing you know, we got side-busting motherfuckers up there being accusatory. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on? They were accusing everybody. Then what happened? Next thing you know, go ahead.
What I really want to get to is the fact that you went to who? Because before any of that happened, when I was called an ape by that white man and filed all those, you know, we were filing all those complaints of what was going on, who did you let know what was going on?
Human resources.
Who knew? Okay, and they did nothing, right? They
no,
didn't do
what
a
they,
fucking
what they
thing.
Did was this. Well, what they did was this. They went around interviewing motherfuckers, and then somebody was telling me that they felt it wasn't enough foundation. But what they did do was trying to set up a case on me, and then start fucking with me, and then start to tinker away at my job. Well, that's what I'm talking about, chaotic litigation. So this is what I'm saying to y'all. I was the whistleblower. I kept contacting whistleblowing. When we obtained our attorney, which was Daniel motherfucking Bacon, Douglas Legg and Carmen Chu got a hold of him, and he dropped us because he got paid the fuck off. Okay? Whistleblowers
but let's not,
No, I was going to say whistleblowers revealed my identity to the assessor's office. Chaotic litigation. Then we obtained another attorney, Andy. Then his ass acted like Daniel Baker, and they paid him off. And then we didn't even hear from that motherfucker. He had us sitting up in, remember that? He had us sitting up for 5 hours.
On bullshit. On bullshit.
Let's not forget, they did an in-house investigation with Sean Kelly, chaotic litigation. And
wait a
Sean
minute. But
Kelly, and Sean Kelly, that motherfucker, interrogated us like we were in fucking, what is it, Menace to Motherfucking Society. And shit, we're like, what the fuck is going on?
But don't forget, because for one, there's a case where a lawyer that worked for the city attorney's office had to sue Dennis Herrera because she was a whistleblower, and whistleblower, they're known to give up people's identity. They did that to me, too, and caused more problems for me. She sued the city attorney's office for retaliation because of this Herrera. You know, she blew the whistle on DPW, which ties into this whole corruption thing. But the point is that whistleblowers, everybody knows that you can't trust them. But the fact of the matter is, how are you going to do an in-house investigation? How is that fair? The assessor, Carmen Chu, abused her power. There was an investigation, but she wasn't happy with the investigation. Let's put it out there. That bitch intentionally, purposely went and abused her power by going in-house to the city attorney's office to have them interrogate and then dangle a carrot of, oh, you'll get your job back if you do this. When they knew all along they weren't going to give us our jobs back. And I was on fucking family FMLA. How the fuck you going to fire me and I'm on FMLA, bitch? That bitch abused her fucking power. And
but you know how she abused her power? Remember, I requested a skelly, and they denied me. And they denied my right to a skelly. And then you got your fucking skelly. And we ran in the fucking skelly where the sheriff's department basically was like, hey, we didn't, I don't know what, remember what everyone was saying? Hey, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And that bitch right there was not satisfied. And she went and got this motherfucker to sit up and set us up and talking about we didn't have an attorney to first because I said I don't feel comfortable talking to you because I don't even know what's going on. And I asked him, I said, why am I on administrative leave? He refused to explain it to me. Human resources put me on administrative leave. And I said, I need my union rep. They refused my union rep. Okay? And gave me this document. I'm asking them, why are you putting me on leave? They're not even telling me. Okay?
And don't forget that your union rep, when you did go to the that shit, your union rep didn't even say shit. He didn't even assist you during the shit.
Thing. He didn't say a motherfucking thing. He let that shit happen. And then he said, look, he looked at the video, because remember, we got some videos, right? He looking at the video, and then we're like, well, what are you talking about? I'm walking. What are you talking about? I'm walking. And the union rep was like, I don't even know what he's talking about. But you let that motherfucker interrogate. Chaotic magic.
Yes.
Chaotic litigation.
And let's not forget that London Bree was well aware of everything that's going on. And the simple fact that we, yeah, at the time. But it still trickles into today as her being mayor because she still knows what the fuck is going on. She knows Carmen Chu is racist. She knows there's no black people in that fuck. She knows the bitch ain't promoting black. Every complaint that is in that fucking office that has to do with violations of civil rights, London Bree don't give a fuck about them. She ignores it because, for one, she don't give a fuck about black people. She don't give a
Sandy,
fuck.
I'm going to put you on hold for 1 minute because I see a caller. I'm just going to cut you off for one more. We can get back to that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Wayward.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Okay. So what y'all are talking about, my name is Sarah. What y'all are about right now. My job. I left early today. You talk about sales and people coming after you. I've been on the brink. I work a factory job, and it's Amazon. And when I tell you the area and the feeling of that place, like, my heart is racing just because I'm talking right now, but also because they threatened me. The lady called me. She tried to terminate me over the phone today.
No, she can't do that. She can't do that.
It was.
But that did happen to my sister-in-law.
It was what you would call the weak DNA energy. And what happened was I talked my way out of the situation. I basically went and talked to her. I said, you know, how can you terminate me over the phone? Because how it goes in Amazon, you get a point system, and basically you use time. It's a horrific place. The systems, the standard, everything you do to get time off is a horrific place. It's slavery. Everyone knows that. But just how everything went in the whole protocol of her calling me and then saying, okay, well, now come in tomorrow. And we'll discuss it, and we'll see if we can do something. That's what it came down to at the end. And you were talking about a minute ago just how they twist that whole, like, this whole frequency with Corona, and you were talking about the have and have not in one of these videos that I watch. And it's like it's trickling down to every hierarchy, down to all these jobs. And then you got these plant jobs that everybody's at. Everybody I know works at something that's chain or like a chain area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And it's like a curse. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm about to quit that job, for real.
And I think you should. I think you should. And I'm going to tell you why. I've been hearing a lot of shit with fucking Amazon, and they have horrible employment. What is it? Employment. What they call that? Like employment. How can I say? I'm trying to think, but the bottom line, what it comes down to, is that I've been hearing a lot of shit going on with Amazon, from its health, from how they treat their employees, to the various energy. But what you have to understand is this: the owner of Amazon is a billionaire, and you have to understand he puts sale work over Amazon and his warehouses. And those trucks, you guys are under ritual if you don't get it. So all you workers are nothing but little ants, okay? And you're nothing but sacrificial energy. And not only that, it's demonic, and it's a certain spirit. And because it's a certain spirit, you're going to feel it from the top to the bottom. So you're nothing but a little peon. So they got people caught up working for these fucking principality motherfuckers. They done sat up whole people businesses. They can't expand. Mm-hmm. They can't do this. They barely can educate themselves. So what you have to so your last result is to go work for Amazon, Walmart, Target to be a servant.
Mm-hmm.
You're a servant. You're a peon. As they do that, You can't even get into your spirituality from growth because they didn't close.
For real, they got me on 10-hour shifts. I can't
there you go.
My time. I can't go in and be like, oh, can you change me up? No, we got 10. I got a 10-hour shift. It's hell. And when you talk about the demonic spirit in that building, first, they muzzle us. They got me wearing a mask. I'm not a mask person at all. I'm just doing it, you know, to secure my spot, you know, try and move up out of my mom's house.
Let me tell you something. It's called employee relations. Amazon has horrible employee relations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck about you. Understand that. And everybody is under ritual. Then what they try to do is come back at you with litigation and chaotic energy. They cannot fire you over the fucking phone. But thank you, caller. Sandy, I want you to talk about your sister-in-law. Thank you, caller, and what happened with
her.
Okay,
yes, thank you.
Oh, that's right. My ex-sister-in-law worked, she's still there, for San Francisco DPT, Department of Parking and Traffic, which is part of Muni. And she was a supervisor. So a couple of years ago, she got fired over the phone. And her supervisor, she had a bad relationship with her supervisor, but the relationship was basically based on the fact that she worked for the union, and there was this guy, I can't remember his name, but he was sexually harassing. He was a supervisor, and he was sexually harassing one of the other parking officers. And my ex for her and do paperwork and file all this stuff for her, right? So the fact that the dude was friends with the boss, they ended up firing her over the phone, and she had to sue the city. She had her case originally in Superior Court, but we all know that Superior Court in San Francisco is crooked as fuck. So her attorney took the shit out of Superior Court and took it over to the feds, and she got paid. But that bald-headed motherfucker that originally had she was reporting on, he's still fucking there. He done did all kind of shit. But the city,
but guess what?
But he's white.
But guess
he's
what?
White.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. I went and pulled up the case on that motherfucker right there. Do you know they have cases on him back to back of sexual harassment in the federal court that are fucking sealed, and that motherfucker's still working there? You kidding me?
Exactly.
You kidding me?
But
right?
He's white. But he's white. Let's point that out. He's Greek.
Huh?
But they fired our black asses.
Real quick.
Wait a minute. I'm
disgruntled.
Well, but wait a minute. You didn't even get to the fact of where they start interfering in other aspects of our lives, where they abuse their power in other situations and intertwine cases with other cases. You got evicted. And who got involved in your eviction? What led to your eviction?
Oh, no. Ooh, wait a minute. It gets better. London Breed, before she was mayor, had an issue with my cousin. And she him to question me down at work on the mezzanine about my cousin. Right? She had an issue with my fucking cousin, which is
a politician.
Exactly. Right?
In Oakland.
So,
yes.
And I'm like, how did she even know that's my fucking cousin? So you got Hakeem coming up to me talking about my cousin to me because London Breed ass has an issue with her. But it gets motherfucking better. Let's turn around to the eviction. I'm over here. Because you know I'm a real one. Let me tell you something. I was doing all this fucking spell work because where I was living, it was some grimy shit going on. Okay? So,
uh-huh.
It was 2000. things that happened. I filed a civil lawsuit against them. Then they had the audacity to come back at me and then file an unlawful detainer. How the fuck you gonna file? How you gonna file an unlawful detainer on me? Okay, so this is what make it fucking interesting, right? I went to court for civil. Then the judge, what did he not do? He didn't make a ruling on the case.
No.
I'm going to send it to you in the mail. What?
Which
what
had
are you
us
talking about?
And this is
exactly.
Contra Costa.
Okay. Then all of a sudden, I went to eviction court. What's this nigga over here doing up here playing fucking Genuine? I hope you can't hear that shit. Can you hear that?
I can.
Oh my gosh.
He's having a moment.
I'm too busy listening to that song. What the hell?
Oh my
and
God.
So anyway, then I go to court, then the eviction judge does this. I'll send it to you in the mail. So now you got a civil case where you're going to send the ruling, where you're going to send the decision. Then you have the eviction court that's the same. But this was the ass kicker. We went to.
And she wasn't even a judge. Don't forget, she wasn't even a judge.
No, she was not a judge. That's what was odd. Then we went to supervisor Federal Glover because I'm like, hold on, I need help here, right? The first
right.
time I went to him, he asked me, oh, do you know London Breed? I was like, well, yeah, you know, through passing with my cousin, yada, 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 right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
The second time we went, all of a sudden the motherfucker got real bold and beside himself talking about, oh, you trying to bribe me. You can't bribe me. I said, bribe? What the fuck is he talking about? My
brother?
You know, like, what the fuck?
Like you was trying to do a London Breed, huh?
Exactly, because all I'm telling him is what was going on. He said, oh, you can't drive me. And then the next thing I know, after that, I received the civil and the eviction, and both of them were against me. I said, what the fuck? Then I tried to overturn it, and I tried to get more help. The person in Federal Glover's office go and connect me to some old crystal meth bitch, and then I'm like, who the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on? Then I'm like, hold on. So I did some fucking spell work, and what I did was wrote up my own petition and my own claim, and I put work and magic and petition in that shit. It took a couple of months. They ended up overturning the eviction because I was already out. They overturned the eviction and gave me money and gave me a settlement. Okay? Now, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know when I peed what the fuck was going on? When I went in that fucking deposition and the motherfucker from the city attorney's office brought that shit up. I said, oh, you had the hand in that. You. So you had to evict me to try to say I'm a fraud. You have fucking Federal Glover accusing me of bribery, bitch. I got the city attorney's office. I'm just talking principalities. I'm just talking chaotic litigation. So let's not talk about your case, right? How they have their hands held up in your case trying to find information about financials, about all this other information that ain't got shit to do because they over here with our lawsuit and your mother's lawsuit and then got them other motherfuckers stepping over their authority so they can find information. I'm just talking about chaotic litigation. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, Sammy, because someone else is calling in, okay?
Okay.
This is Wayward. How
Hello?
Are you? Yes, hi.
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good.
Yes, I'm calling from North Carolina. I was wanting to speak on the subject.
Okay.
I was just calling to talk about, I have had a case here in North Carolina regarding custody. And it was basically a corrupt system. Long story short, my ex, he dragged me through the court system. We went back and forth to court. The judge that we had was corrupt. His lawyer put in different things in the order that the judge did not rule on. The judge actually signed the order stating that I couldn't even file anything without permission from the judge. So my ex ended up taking my kids, moving to another state, and I wasn't even able to see them for years.
What? Wow.
Yes. So I'm currently going back to court due to the fact that my 16-year-old, he has cancer. So I'm trying to take him back in order for me to see him because I haven't seen him in about on and off. I've seen him on and off, but he's been gone for about 9 years. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a very corrupt system here in North Carolina.
Wow.
Where's the investigation in that? Go ahead, Sandy. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What city are you in North Carolina?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Here's my question to you with that type of movement. What is your husband connected to? They connected with a judge. And what the hell did because some judges will sit up and will be vindictive towards the woman.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So because that right there is telling me some ritualistic but some vindictive ass shit. And something is telling me there's some kind of connection with that husband, some kind of energy.
Yeah.
And what is he into? What is it?
Well, I know the judge is like a gay white woman.
Okay.
And I really don't know. I kind of figured that she kind of showed favoritism towards him because when we first went to court, I had a lawyer, he had a lawyer, and custody was split. We ended up going back to court for contempt because he hit my son, and my son didn't want to go back, so he dragged me back. And when we went back, I didn't have a lawyer, so it was like I was basically railroaded throughout the whole procedure. It was like so much corruption going on. It was ridiculous. So I didn't know of anyone that I could trust in the system because it seemed like everyone was kind of like in cahoots together as far as the lawyers and everything, because the lawyer that he had was a black lawyer. And I had went for a consultation for a lawyer and he was kind of like on her side. So I'm like, okay, well, yep. You know, he must know her or whatever. So that was also part of the reason. I didn't know who I could trust, you know, for my case because I saw so much corruption going on. But thank God I did find someone that is trying to, you know, help me right now. But it's after years that I can't get back with my kids.
Wow. And your story is very interesting because you know what? More and more, I'm hearing that with women. And I'm going to tell you something. Thank you for calling, caller. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you. You know what's very interesting? She's right. And I'm going to have to keep it 1,000. I've had that same issue with lesbian judges, okay? When I went to San Francisco Superior motherfucking court, and when I filed child support against my kid's father, and I have two boys by this man, and the judge was acting real chicken shit with me, and she favored my kid's father. Do you know how much she gave me for fucking child support for two boys? $220.
No. Oh, shit.
$220 a month.
In San Francisco.
She felt sorry for him.
What?
Okay, but meanwhile, this nigga sitting on millions because she said it's an inheritance. So I created, said, no, but hold on. This is also yada, yada, yada money. So she was trying to say, well, no, you can't. No, 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 no. And when I mean millions, I mean my kid's father is a wealthy-ass nigga. But that's why that nigga ain't got shit now. But I'm going to put that to the side for a fucking moment. Hold on.
That's a whole nother bag.
Huh. That nigga got it.
But you were up in Superior Court, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that shows you, again, how corrupt the Superior Court is. The attorneys are corrupt across the board. Just like the attorneys.
And let me say this to you guys for a moment, so because some of you niggas will be like, no, this is before I really got into my work. I wasn't even really doing work like, okay? But the bottom line is that it's happening. Let me put you on hold for 1 minute, because I see somebody else is calling in.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Wayward, what's up? I'm calling you from Miami, Florida. I'm good, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. I found a couple things that you were talking about really interesting. I kind of wanted to put my 2 cents in.
Okay.
So I really found it interesting how you were talking about judges and the whole ritual energy behind litigation. Because there's a lot of ritual energy behind litigation. I mean, nowadays everybody knows everybody.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like it's not how it was back then, that it was like a real system
mm-hmm.
where, okay, the plaintiff says this, the defendant says that, da, da, da. No, no. Like, nowadays, look, I had a case in the past myself, and I went to go seek
mm-hmm.
out legal help, right? So I go to this lawyer, and they all have different prices. And so I start to notice the ones that are more expensive. Obviously, you know, I live in Florida, Miami, so I had to drive to places of town that had more expensive offices like Brickell and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
to get a hold of these lawyers, right? Miami Beach, you know? So I'm driving to these parts of town. I get a hold of these lawyers, and I look at them, and they are, number one, they're into a lot of Masonic energy is what I've noticed.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody talks about it. But, yeah, there's a lot of Masonic energy, you know. And I did just want to ask your take
mm-hmm.
on that. But also I noticed that when you go to these that are more on the pricey end, you go, you sit down with them for a little consultation, and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I know this judge very well. I'll sit down
uh-huh.
and have dinner with this judge before your case.
Okay. I'm going to speak on
so
what you
said.
Tell
me about that.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. I'm going to talk about that because that's very interesting. You know, it's very interesting what he said because he's in Florida. And he's
uh-huh.
not the only person that's having difficulty finding representation. The lawyers in Florida are crooked as fuck, and they're all Masonic. Florida is nothing but masonry from across the board, okay? So the bottom line is that they are crooked and they're not going to help you. That's it. And what they will do is book a consultation with you and take your money. And what it is that they're all in those attorneys in Florida are in cahoots with the judges. Okay? Or what they'll do is pick and choose what case they want to take and what they believe
uh-huh.
is a lot of money. But the kicker is because there is a brotherhood. And because there's a brotherhood, they fuck over you and won't take your case or will refuse to take your case. It could be from, hey, like right now, and not to talk business. It could be, hey, I got fucked up in a fucking reconstructive surgery.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know that doctor. He's amazing. But I'm not going to take your case, though. Okay? I'm not going to take your case. Do you know how many clients, and I get so frustrated from, I'm going to say from Texas to Michigan to New York to Florida, who cannot find representation, and they got fucking cases. A lot of them are employment cases. Of real fucking issues that you could get money from that's wrong, and these attorneys won't take their case. Okay? So when the individual is calling from Florida, because it's fixed, they're not going to take your case unless it is public size, unless it's in the fucking media, unless it's millions of dollars, because they all in cahoots with the fucking legal system, the city attorney, the judges, whoever, all of them are involved. That attorney know this attorney. They all in cahoots.
Uh-huh.
They're not fucking each other. Let's not talk about how all the Mason motherfuckers in Florida, the men are all fucking each other from the male judges, from whoever, the longshoreman, whoever, the bus driver, whoever, the cab driver, whoever. The grocery store motherfucker, whoever, they all fucking each other, okay? No bullshit, no lie. No bullshit, no lie. So when you get, so in Florida, when you want representation, it got to be, what's that motherfucker always taking everybody's fucking case? Like a fucking Al Sharpton.
Crump, Ben Crump?
Hear that. His ass.
He's the John Burris of Florida, I guess.
Exactly, John Burris and Johnny Cochran.
Oh yeah,
that's what it is. It's Masonic. It's ritual. It's the good old boy connection. And the bottom line is that attorneys and judges, you're right. They are not like they used to be. It's amazing to me. There used to be attorneys that would jump on a case pro bono. Now, these motherfuckers are weak as fuck, and they will throw you under the bus, if not get you very minimal. Let's not talk about the what they call them, the ambulance chasers, who play you with the insurance company and sit up and be in cahoots with their ass and get you nickels and dimes and play you like a motherfucker, let you not be a person of color, let you not be black or Latino, and let them throw you under the motherfucking bus. Let's stop fucking playing right now. Oh, and let's not talk about the federal funded, like Bay Area Legal and all these little federal funded and state funded places, legal aid, that throw you under the fucking bus and don't help you. Huh?
Yeah, don't forget the, what's that one for the elderly? Legal aid for the elderly?
Uh-huh. And believe me, in every state they have it. And them motherfuckers be in cahoots all together to throw you under the bus so you get either nothing or very little. I had a whole bitch tell me one time from San Francisco legal aid, say, just leave. It's not your house. It's not your apartment. It's theirs. Bitch, suck dick and stick them up your ass and make sure they come out your fucking nose and make sure that you suck it on it again and gargle on that shit. You bitch. You in who's home? Nah, man. In cahoots. Forgive me, y'all. I'm an occultist. Don't hold me in high regard. I'm just speaking real and speaking right.
Hey, that's what
shit,
Wayward Renegade does.
Shit, all these motherfuckers are in cahoots.
They are.
It's a fucking shame.
It's been impossible for
fucking,
us
wait a minute,
to
wait,
find.
Wait a minute, Wendy. You fooled me some shit with Carmen, too. talking, wearing blue. So is her and London Bree fucking because they're wearing the same shit? This bitch up here talk about civil rights and shit, but this bitch is up here in cahoots, up here racist as a motherfucker, sitting up and having all these various issues and fucking assessors and recorders. But then you got London Bree laughing in our fucking face and getting that bitch a fucking promotion. Meanwhile, niggas up here getting fired and shit. And then, wait a minute, who's the bitch up at the city and county of San Francisco?
Malia.
The bitch is known for being a racist. Who know about it?
Which
her employment?
One?
I don't know. You know in the employment department,
Mickey,
and you said
Mickey Callahan.
What's up with that one?
Mickey Callahan. She's a director of human resources, and she has a high record of getting rid of black employees. But you know, London don't do anything about that. You know, she pretends that that doesn't exist. As just like she pretends that, you know, what Carmen Chu and going on in her office doesn't exist. Now, as far as them fucking, what is this motherfucker doing? As far as
what?
Them, no, because I'm. Do I need to whoopie this? Oh.
What?
As far as them fucking, no, I'm looking at somebody that's doing too much. As far as them fucking, I don't think they're fucking because, you know, remember Jocelyn Gordon said that Carmen Chu was fucking around with some white dude that was coming to the job on the lunchtime every day to see her. So I think she likes white men. And, you know, again, she did suck Gavin Newsom's dick when he was mayor. So I don't think she's a lesbian. But she might be gay, who knows?
But then let alone, let's talk about this, because you got motherfuckers out here talking about Kamala Harris, right? And we already know she overstepped her boundaries, her authority and everything, and she was putting niggas in jail left and right. But then let alone, you
right.
got motherfuckers out here talking about the supposed pedophilia. But the bottom line, what it comes down to is this. How can you trust an energy where there's so many rumors of her messing around? And allegedly getting in bed with kids, men, women, and sheep. But meanwhile, you have this bitch who's going to be a fucking vice president. But wait a minute. We're talking too much because these will be the same motherfuckers who go over to YouTube, keep going over into my account, messing around with the censorship, right? You can't talk, right?
Right?
Be on Blog Talk
right.
Radio deleting shit, right? Or want to
right.
enter into your life and try to fuck up your life because they like, well, we're principality. We are principalities. We could just darken your life and blacklist you. No, we need to blacklist you because we don't understand. Because people don't understand their fucking power. No, we're going to blacklist you. No, I forgot. It's the Rockefellers. It's this. It's that. Nah, fuck that shit. These motherfuckers be sitting up here intertwining their asses in our lives that we can't fight,
yeah.
we can't talk. These attorneys are in fucking cahoots with them that they'll sit up and fuck up your case. Or they won't
like
carry your case.
Like Carrie.
Exactly.
Carrie did with mine. And he tested a bitch's pimping. And he played himself because I got that ass in a letter to the Bar Association and the judge.
You've got all these motherfuckers in cahoots from your attorney, Carrie, that motherfucker was talking to our attorney, but then our attorneys
right.
were saying they wasn't. Okay. Then you have that other case that's with your mother that you got motherfuckers
right.
that, wait a minute. The claim said that motherfuckers were devil worshippers and shit. Just it was googly goo. And your attorney Carrie did not file your papers on time, which let the other people submit their documentation. Then this was the kicker. Now remember, because I was there as a witness for you. That motherfucking
mm-hmm.
Carrie was talking big and talking right. Then all of a sudden,
uh-huh.
when you pull a sneak move on that ass and said, well, how come, this says that you didn't file the papers until after here. He jumped back and was trying to be gangster about shit. Now get your ass off this fucking Zoom, motherfucker, because you a fucking liar. Matter of fact, you gonna get what you fucking deserve because he threw your case and he fucked up your case on purpose. And he was purposely collecting information from you so he can give it back to the city and county. The case with your mother is bogus as a motherfucker because that's your house. You are the owner. They kept turning and twisting and turning and twisting. Then you have a judge in the case that's foul as fuck that keep letting that shit go. So you know niggas right now, oh, should they be talking about that? Is that a good move? Fuck it.
Exactly.
Point it out.
Exactly. Because
it's happening
to know,
from state to state.
And
these
people
are,
need to know the connection.
No, but with my clients, I'm frustrated for them because I be like, wait a minute, you have a case. Why are they saying, well, the attorney said I don't have a case. What you mean you don't have a case? You have a case. What's wrong with these attorneys?
Chaos litigation. It's just like Carrie told me he knew the attorney Thomas Drohan at Legal Assistance for the Elderly, which is a nonprofit, which is abusing their power by pushing this frivolous, bogus-ass lawsuit against me. But the city and county of San Francisco Assessor Recorder's Office and the mayor, who are abusing their powers, are elderly to get information from me for the city. And they're all connected. All these attorneys are connected and will fuck up your case, and people will abuse their power to get what the fuck they want. And you are an innocent individual, but they don't give a fuck because it all comes back to this bitch over here, Carmen Chu, who illegally and wrongfully terminated us, and the bitch knows she did. But the fact that she don't like us because we are black and all that shit that would happen in the office, she chose to keep abusing her power. And her being a fucking Aries, she refuses to give up. But she gonna have to give up.
The funny thing is that there's a person that we know, which is supposed to be, and I'm just going to put it out there, is supposed to be a spirit, an occultist, that was supposed to, who supposedly worked on the Barry Bonds case, right? And
right.
The person was telling me that that case was difficult as a motherfucker because they wanted to basically put him into jail, okay?
Yeah.
But he had work done. But let alone, he didn't get off all the way scot-free. He had to do something. So what motherfuckers have to understand is that principalities was involved in that case because they wanted him to go down. But he did get work done, okay? And what you guys have to understand is that you have to know the root before anything gets solved. That's the bottom line. If you come to people, if you come to Wayward, that's what it is. This is a learning process that we've learned the process and understand enough. Here are the various issues. These are the battles. And motherfuckers get angry about, oh, the spiritual worker didn't do this, or I got to go to Haiti to get shit done. No, it's not about that. Because regardless, you still have to go through something. We know motherfuckers who went and got work done in Haiti. And they still had to obtain an attorney. They still had to go through the process. But they understood enough that there was principalities involved, so they had to play a game, a ritual, to get off, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that it doesn't matter if your work is done hanging here or whatever, there's still a process. Okay? But the bottom line is that what we're showing you under the ritual of chaotic litigation, that's carnal and mortal energy involving their self in with the spirit. When you go and do your work and everything seems fine, the next thing you know, you're like, why is this happening? Why am I getting blocked right here? That is not spirit. It's mortal. It's human. It's principalities. It's politicians. It's a good old boy connection. It's the whole Mason bullshit. And that's just lower level shit. Masonry is lower. Because you got other motherfuckers on top of them. But everybody want to be, like I call it, the Fred Flintstone of the Grand Poobah line. Okay? But motherfuckers got to understand what is really happening out here. And it's real shit. Attorneys are not taking your case. And the bottom line is that either you have to know someone to know someone to know someone nowadays for attorneys to even think about taking your case. Most of these attorneys know each other, and they know the judge. I don't feel comfortable with superior court cases because they're all in fucking cahoots, okay? I mean, how you think it is that you're my attorney, but your friend, but you know the other attorney. Then what they'll do is listen to the other attorney and throw you under the bus for that attorney, okay? Let's really talk real and talk right. And enough is a fucking enough, and it's time for people to know that this shit is chaotic litigation. It's magic, but it's under principality. It's bullshit. Do you remember Sandy in San Francisco at one time and Oakland? Attorneys will break their neck to take your case.
Yeah.
And now what do?
Call you back. Because that's a whole another thing of not wanting to call you back or not wanting to meet in person and shit, which is odd. They want you to give all this fucking information just for them to say, oh, I'm not going to take the case. So it's like, why are you wasting my time? You know, and it makes you kind of side-eye. And why am I giving you all this information just for you to say no? What are you going to do with all that information?
But remember when I was seeking the attorney for our lawsuit, the other attorney had talked to our attorney that we obtained. Remember, I was like, "Who?"
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you remember when our current attorney was saying, "Oh yeah, I know who he is," but dude already told him. How about that?
Well, what about when you contacted Aliota?
Oh, yeah, and Aliota wouldn't take our case. Mm-hmm.
But she's working on a city case right now, though.
Yeah. That was shady. That's shady. Mm-hmm. That's shady. But that's
abuse
of
power. Hell, John Burns wouldn't even take it.
No, because he said it was a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm. It's a conflict of interest,
you know,
all right.
But you know what was also going on, and it doesn't matter what, I don't care if it's Chicago or whatever, these attorneys don't even like taking cases with the city at all.
They don't know how to fight the city. And the city abuses their power. So it's like, how do they know how to fight?
They don't. So, this was a show. So I'm closing out. No, you're going to close. I'm going to say, this is where the witches walk. Get it up when you want the real motherfucking work done. Sandy, you got the last word.
The last word is, people better stop testing our fucking pimping.
That's real shit.
Stop testing our fucking pimping.
Wow. Okay.
All righty. We out.